Joe Polak, Miss South Africa Lali Lamswain may have single-handedly destroyed the BDS movement. By Robert Krajicek on December 9, 2021. Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak said on Wednesday that Miss South Africa Lali Lamswain may dismantle the anti-Zionist BDS campaign by competing in the upcoming Miss Universe pageant in Israel next Monday. Polak previously noted how left-wing groups sought to pressure Mswain to withdraw from the 70th Miss Universe pageant, including framing Israel as an apartheid state. "She has single-handedly, possibly, destroyed this movement. Because the symbolism of South Africa is very important to the BDS movement," Polak said on Wednesday's edition of the Vinnie Penn Project, a radio show broadcast from New Haven, Connecticut, to have Miss South Africa going to Israel saying, "I'm not going to listen to these haters. I'm going to listen to the voices of peace, the people who are reaching out to each other across the Middle East." He emphasized, "She may single-handedly have dismantled this movement." View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Miss South Africa, @official_missa. Vinnie Penn asked Polak about the origins of the BDS campaign against Israel. Polak explained, 20 years ago, a group of radical anti-Israel activists started the campaign to isolate Israel, and they compared it to apartheid South Africa. So they wanted to isolate Israel, the way apartheid South Africa was once isolated. Of course, apartheid South Africa doesn't exist anymore. And that's what they would like to see happen to Israel, as well. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Miss South Africa, @official_missa. BDS leftists based in South Africa initiated their intimidation campaign against Mswain, Polak said. The BDS movement in South Africa decided that Miss South Africa, a woman named Lali Lazawani, who has a law degree and is absolutely striking. She's brilliant, she's beautiful, she is a role model for black girls not just in South Africa, but across the world. She's just an amazing woman. They decided that she had to boycott the Miss Universe pageant in Israel because they would not tolerate a South African woman going to Israel. He continued, "She stood up to them, she stood up against the pressure from the BDS movement." Penn remarked, "This is very courageous, it can be a risky endeavor in this climate, globally, but it is extraordinary." The Vinnie Penn Project, which broadcasts live 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on 960 a.m. Welly from New Haven, Connecticut, is available anytime nationwide via iHeartRadio.